thought the Lord laid on my heart a few weeks ago. Yeah. Didn't know when we'd preach on it, and I didn't. But a night in hell. I don't preach on hell just a whole lot, but I think we need to preach on hell just like everything else, amen, just like heaven. But in the Revelation letter, it talks about in the 14th chapter about time no longer. We might, this ain't my reading lesson, but I do want to make a point to make you, I hope you'll get a hold of it. Y'all pray for me that we'll settle down, calm down. I just want this to be serious to you. Amen. When I got, when I realized I was lost, Pete Porter preached, and I want to be honest with you, that man, I never remembered him getting real stirred up like I do. He just kind of mellow tone voice, but he was real stern. And I can still remember the message, and I remember how it hit me. And everybody's got different deliveries. Every one of us do. But sometimes I do think he wants us to be a little different. And Revelations 21 and the 22nd verse, it talks about, I want to talk about light just for a minute before we get into darkness. Jesus is the light. Amen. Hell is being away from light. It's being away from God. Yep. I believe it to be total darkness. Yep. But it says, and I saw in the temple therein, for the Lord, the God Almighty, and the Lamb of the temple, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighteth it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. And nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination and maketh a lie, but they that which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And I've talked about this so many times that I'm going to enter heaven on the same day Abraham did. There is no night there. There will never be no. That's the reason there will be no time there. The stars and the sun and the moon and all that was put there for time. That was the purpose of it. And when he destroys all that, they'll all be destroyed and there won't be no need of that anymore. There'll be no more time because he'll be the light of that city. And there will be no need of the sun or the moon or the stars. So there'll be no time no more. But I guess I've never really thought about hell being the same way. You're going to enter, if you're lost and without God, you're going to enter hell the same day the rich man did, or the same night that rich man did. The same day that Judas did. It'll be the same night. And I believe it's over here, and I'll read that before I get into my revelation or my reading lesson. The Revelation 20, it says, and the devil that, and this is in verse 10, and the devil that deceived them that was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I don't believe there'll be no day there. But it's meaning day and night, that means continuously, forever and ever. And so it's not saying there will be day in hell and then night in hell. It's not going to be that way. When I was a boy, we called it staying all night. And then my kids called it spending the night. Now I think they call it sleepover. And when I was a boy, I would ask Mom and Daddy, can I go spend the night with one of my cousins? And they'd say yes or no, but if they let me go, I started doing that when I was about 7 or 8 years old, just a little bitty feller. And I wanted to go. I loved my cousins. I wanted to go hang out with them, and I'd get there, and everything be going good. But long about 9 o'clock, I'd start getting a stomachache. I don't know what it was about going spending the night with somebody else. I would get a stomachache. But I'd want to go home and be with Mom and Daddy. And I'd go to crying to my aunts and uncles. I'd say, you know, my stomach's hurting. I need to go home. And they would finally give in and call Daddy, and Daddy would come and get me, and he'd fuss all the way home about it. But when I was somewhere different like that, when it would come nighttime, I could have fun during the day. But when it would come nighttime, I wanted to be around people I loved again. I knew Mom and Daddy was just right over there in the room, just right from me. And during the night, if I got scared, I could go and say, Mama, I can't sleep, I'm scared. Or Daddy, I can't sleep, I'm scared. And they'd say, well, come here, son. And I'd crawl right up in between them, and I could lay there at night, and I would feel safe. And I remember that just plainly as a child. And I began to think about a month ago about how it's going to be for so many that's in hell, or how it is now. You're going to go to a place where it's dark. It's going to be torment. There will be no light there whatsoever. I would go spend it. I love my pa and granny. Bernice Freeman, I didn't think there was a better man on earth than him. I'd go down there and spend the night with them, and they never would call Mom and Daddy. And I would start in my belly, start hurting. I'd have a headache or something. It was the darkest place I've ever been in my life. They lived down in a holler, and it was no light around nowhere. It would get dark. You'd lay there in the bed. You'd hold your hand in front of your face and do like that right there. I'm talking about after it done adjusted, and you still couldn't even see your hand right in front of your face. And it was the darkest place I ever seen. And I can't imagine. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm 62 years old. And I can still be out at times going to my deer stand or something like that. I get to hearing noises and I get to walking a little faster. I don't like the dark. I've heard people say there's nothing in the dark that ain't in the day. That's the biggest lie I've ever been told. I read all through the Bible, and darkness is where you find Satan. I want to tell you, it's all kinds of evil in darkness. And what I want to talk to you in just a little bit a while today about is a place. Where you're going to go, that you're going to be sick. You're going to cry for the light. You're going to be crying to be able to see just a twinkle bit of light, and you'll never be able to see the hand in front of your face. A place of complete torment, a place that you don't want to be, and there'll never be no light. And you'll say, well, Brother Jeff, they'll stand in front of God in the judgment. I believe they'll be just like Paul was when he come in front of Christ. He was blind because he could not look upon him. You will never see no more light again. Complete darkness. Completely separated from God. Completely separated from love. Not being able to just crawl out and say, I'm sorry. I don't want to be here. I want to be took back. I want to go back. I want you to, Abraham told the rich man to see between you and us there's a great gulf fix. And I want you to realize how there's a great separation there.
And I think about this one a whole lot. I believe you'll have all your senses. I believe you'll be able to smell the stench there. I believe you'll be able to hear and all these things. But listen to me. I also believe where he said what bothers me more than ever, anything, he says, remember in thy lifetime. I want you to know you're going to remember the opportunities you had, the opportunities you got up and walked out, the opportunities that you had to seek God and you didn't do it. That's why he was in hell. It wasn't because he was rich. It was because he didn't repent. And I want you to know that's why you will spend the night in hell. You're going to have a sleepover in hell that will never end. It's going to be everlasting. I want to go here and read to you now. And Peter, where our reading lesson is going to come from, it says over there in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, for God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. And I want to go over here, and I'm going to try to keep this as short as we possibly can today, but I want to make her point. And over here in Matthew, and I believe it's in chapter 22, and it's to do with the one that didn't have a garment, was at the wedding. And it said in the 13th verse, then said the king, unto the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In both of these counts, I want you to know one of them was chained, what Peter said. The other one was bind. And I want you to know that's exactly what he's going to do. And you're going to be chained and bind in your sin of unbelief throughout eternity. You're going to be tied up in that. You're going to be locked up in that. You won't be no escape from that. Hey, I want you to know it's an everlasting thing, and it will last forever. A night that will never end. A night that you'll cry and beg for it to end, but it'll never come in. The sun will never rise. Joy do cometh in the morning, but there'll never be no sunrise where you're going to be. God, you'll be separated from him. Jesus is the light, and there'll be no light there. There'll be no love there. There'll be nothing but torment and hate and misery and darkness in that place. The Bible talks about us coming out of the darkness into the light. Ha! Brother Teddy, here after a while, I want you to sing, I Saw the Light. Little Kinsey sung that on Facebook this week. That blessed my heart. I want you to know I never saw a light, literally, but I saw the light. I saw the need of calling on the Lord. I'm telling you, the night I left Rocky Mount Church, it was worse than any time I'd ever had a bellyache. That night when I went to leave, I knew hell was going to be my home. There wasn't going to be no calling daddy and mama anymore to be able to get to come to the home. I want you to realize how when you go to that place, you will be there for eternity. Yeah, outer darkness. Webster describes it as hell. Not a little dark. I'm talking about outer dark. There is no gray. When we say there's no gray area with God, it's either heaven or hell. There ain't none. It's either you're in the light or you're in complete darkness. It ain't no gray area. It ain't just a little bit of light. It ain't no whole lot of or a little bit of darkness. It's either dark, dark, or it's light, light. It's either day or it's night. Listen to me. You're not paying attention to me. You need to listen to me. Amen. Brother Lars teaches us about the weeping prophet. Paul said, I warned you night and day with tears. I'm not doing this. I don't like doing this. I don't like getting up here and pouring my heart out. But God gives it to me that way. He wants me to warn you, and you're not listening. Amen. Some of you are already grown. Some of you are driving, you're working. Some of you are little, and you're not hearing. You're going to spend eternity in hell because you're full of pride. I promise you, Judas, today, you can believe what you want. I believe the Bible said he went to his own place. He was a devil from the beginning. He's praying today. He's saying, Lord, did I not follow you? Did I not cast out devils in thy name? Did I not do all these wonderful works? He's still crying today. There ain't nobody coming to get him. Taking him home. Nope. Dark. Are you scared of the dark? You don't act like you are. I am. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm scared of the dark. I done told you. These people say there ain't nothing in the dark that ain't in the light. That ain't true. There's evil spirits. It said, you know why I said the gate wouldn't be shut? Because there wouldn't be no night there. They'd shut the gates at night. I remember crawling up at Rocky Mount. There was a man come in our house one Saturday morning, walked in the house, come in there and asked me to bury a cow in the bedroom with us. The doors was always unlocked. You didn't lock your doors. The man come knocked on the door twice. He walked in, turned left, right in the bedroom, looked over me, said, you bury a cow for me? I said, you care if I get out of bed first? We used to didn't lock our doors. Raise your hand today if you don't lock your doors at night. You don't lock yours? You don't? Bless your heart. You don't live in Rocky Mound, do you? I remember not locking my doors. I remember not being worried about nothing. The gates are just swung wide open all the time up there. You know why? There ain't going to be no sin in there in that city. There ain't going to be no darkness. It's just all light. It's all God. It's all love. There'll never be nobody who wants to say, I wish somebody was dead. Right. There'll never be another child that'll be bullied. There'll be another baby take her life because it's bullied. There'll never be cancer again. All it'll be is light and love. And I want you to know it'll be glory. People that ain't walked years, people without legs, will walk again. I want you to know it's going to be peace and joy, but right the opposite of that is hell. No light, no love, no God. That's really what it's all about. It's called your chain, your binding and where you're at, and you're going to be there forever. You're bound in the sin of unbelief. And you can't escape from it. Jude, one chapter, and boy, it says a lot. I want to read just a couple of the verses out of it. In the sixth verse, it says, and the angels which were kept there in their first estate, but left their own habitation, he have preserved unto everlasting chains under darkness, under judgment. in that great day. Drop down to 13th verse, and it says, raging waves and sea foaming out of their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is no reserve. The blackness is darkness is forever. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be bound in it. But he wants to set you free.
Amen.
He said, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed.
Amen.
I'm telling you that there's something to do. I know y'all think I'm crazy, and I don't. Yeah, I care. I do. I really do care. I saw Lily. How did she do yesterday? She run a 6 minute and something mile, was it? Oh. What's the fastest you ever run, Brandon? That's running. What I done was not really running. I think 9 minutes and something. But that ain't bad for old fat man. It really ain't. Is it, bud? Go ahead and tell them. There's something about that being free. Did you feel that when you run? You feel that, sweetheart, when you run? You feel free? See, sin, it binds you and it holds you down. That's what I was talking about. He said, run your race. Take off those weights. Get rid of it. It holds you. It keeps you bound up. And that's why they're chained there. They're bound in that sin of unbelief. They're binded up. They're wrapped up in it. They can't go nowhere. They can't get away from it. It's constantly there. You should have repented. And you're there in that dark place, falling forever, never died, wishing you could just die. Please let me die. Please let this stop. I don't understand all of it. I really don't. But I know this. It's the worst place that ever has been, because it was made for the devil and his angels. And they're chained there today. And listen to me. You're going to be chained and bound. Yeah, he's been released for a little while. And he goes about to and fro, in and out of there, seeking whom he may devour. And he's got you and you don't even know it. Are you scared of the dark? How many brave men, real men, we got here? We done heard from the two that don't lock their doors. How many of you are really, truly not ever scared of the dark? See, there's the honest. None of us is comfortable in darkness. Nobody don't like not knowing. Me and Sheila went outside last night. I don't know. It was around 9:30. I said, it's come, fit some rain. It's going to get cold. I said, let's go out here and look at the stars. Sitting and cheering. And Abe, he's over looking. I keep thinking, I don't know what's over there. I said, it ain't nothing. Nobody don't teach you. It's probably a possum or armadillo. Then you think, well, it could be a bobcat. We got plenty of them around here. She said, he's growling at something. And I'm trying to look over in the dark. I can't see what it is. I finally said, well, we can't get no peace anyway. Let's just go on in the house. Are you afraid of the dark? Listen to me, children. Be afraid of the dark. I ain't trying to, mom and daddies, I'm not trying to get them to come in there and sleep with y'all. I ain't what I'm about. I'm talking about hell.
Amen.
I'm talking about eternal darkness. I'm talking about eternal punishment. I'm talking about a place where Jesus said it'd be better that you go into life without arms, without eyes, than enter into hell in eternal punishment. I'm talking about a place that's real today. We always want to talk about heaven, and it's good to talk about. But hell was just as real. And there's people in this room, if they don't change, will be bound and cast into outer darkness. Pete Porter told me, he said, build your house upon a rock where it won't be destroyed. That's the message he preached to me. In the old melatonin voice, he told me, he didn't preach to everybody else, he preached to me. And I was sitting there looking at that old man. I thought, I don't want to be destroyed. Just a melatonin voice. You will be destroyed. Depart from me, you work iniquity. I never knew you. He spared not the angels. He spared not Sodom and Gomorrah. He spared not the old world. He destroyed them all. And you better believe he will destroy you. So, do you really want to have a sleepover in hell? Do you really want to spend the night in hell? There's an opportunity today to be saved.
Amen.
To be set free. To take your chains off. For him to take your chains off. You're condemned already. You're done locked in those chains, and he's wanting to set you free. That's been my thought. I want you to know that you can think less of me or you can think of me what you want to. I was scared of the dark. I'm not going there. I preached one time about how hot hell is, and I talked about how he was going to destroy the sun, melt the sun and all the elements. I mean, I don't know what kind of heat that takes. I don't know how hot hell's going to be. I just know I'm never going to know.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Amen.
I'll never know how dark it is there. I'll never know a place of a bottomless pit that you'll fall forever, but you'll never quit falling. You'll beg to die and you'll never die. I'll never know how dark it is, but I know it's dark. And I know if you don't change, you're going there. And I know it's my job to take you.
Amen.
You ain't got to go. It's my job to tell you to be afraid of the dark. We preachers say all the time, I'm not trying to scare your children. I want you to know I want your children to be scared. I want them to be afraid of going to a place like that. I sure don't want my grandbabies to go to a place like that. And I sure don't want these babies here to go to a place like that. Today you can get it fixed. Don't sit a walking out the door full of pride. Go to God.
Amen.
Go to the light.
Amen.
Go to the light.
Amen.
We've got a song, Brother Sean. We'll have a song. We're giving an altar call. Seek the Lord.